The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus, listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there along the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James, John, and the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. When you look at the religious landscape of the United States currently, there are a couple interesting trends. So the fastest growing religion of the world, or in the United States, is the non-affiliated, the nuns, meaning they've rejected any form of traditional formal Christianity and instead have fallen into a vague type of spirituality. They reject the institutional church, but they still want to dabble into spiritual things. This is where the occultism, New Age, crystals, essential oils, I mean, you name it. Well, it's a very broad category. But essentially what it is attempting to fill this spiritual transcendence, vague spirituality, without all the other baggage of Christianity, which has moral demands upon us. Even those type of Christianity where they've basically become the world, they still have Jesus on the wall and they talk about vague Christianity, but then none of the tiresome commands of Jesus. That type of Christianity is dying. Another interesting trend currently is the resurgence of Catholicism. All across the United States, dioceses, what we're seeing is this uptick of adult conversions to the church. It's spectacular, and especially the last 5 years. It's when you see a trend of conversions to Catholicism, you see a graph line, all of a sudden, the last couple of years, it's like a hockey stick. And what are these adults attracted to? Again, they're not attracted to the vague hippie Catholicism. Rather, a Catholicism that takes its faith seriously, its intellectual and liturgical and spiritual disciplines with fervor. Why? Our Lord today tells Simon, "Set out into the deep." John Paul II loved quoting this gospel whenever he would go out around the world preaching. And he will quote it in Latin, "Duc in altum," meaning set out into the deep. That, my friends, is scary. And it requires a lot from us. You see, a Christianity that is vibrant, that is on fire, is a Christianity that costs much from us. Jesus was serious when he said, "Pick up your cross and follow me." Our Lord was serious when he said, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains but just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. When Jesus tells Simon Peter to follow me, it requires nothing less than our entire selves. You see, that's a Christianity that attracts, that illuminates. One of the most famous opponents of Adolf Hitler was a Lutheran pastor by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was hung by the Nazis in 1945. And one of his famous writings was a meditation called The Cost of Discipleship. I'll end here by quoting a small segment of that. But notice his Christianity. Notice the intensity of his love. Bonhoeffer says this: cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ. Costly grace confronts us as a gracious call to follow Jesus. It comes as a word of forgiveness to the broken spirit and to the contrite heart. Grace is costly because it compels a man to submit to the yoke of Christ and follow him. It is grace because Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden light." Bonhoeffer set out into the deep, as we are called to today.